Good evening, gentle listener, and welcome to Distractable, a Wood Elf production with your hosts, Messy Mark, Worthless Wade, and Bollocksology Bob. This week, the gentle strands of Mother Muse have all gone awry, and all that is left is droning dross. The gents have gathered for a rant but found the ball pen of brilliance all but empty. Yes, it's time for the worst piece of shit episode ever. Please prepare to heckle and enjoy the show.
Hello and welcome back to Distractable. I am your host for the day. My name is Bob. This is a podcast.
Hi, Bob.
Woo, go Bob, yeah! Woo!
Thank you. Thank you. Yes.
Yeah!
Yeah, thank you. I deserve that.
Good job.
Yeah, you do.
Thank you. I am the host because I won last week, because the way this podcast
was.
I did, it's true.
You're welcome.
Thank you. It's true, I won. And I won because this podcast is a competition. Mark and Wade, my co-hosts. Say hi, co-hosts.
Hi, co-hosts.
Yeah, whatever. You're not even my co-host. That's not even right. None of this matters. Okay. They're competing to get points or not points. I'll just arbitrarily pick a winner sometimes. Who knows? Or I'll keep track of some points, but then forget that I'm doing that. Anyway, there's some kind of rules around this podcast, and eventually somebody wins, and they host the next one. That's about it. I'm trying to bring some formality back. I realize as I've been hosting every episode, I sort of declined into further into a pit of barely even explaining what's happening here. It's probably because I'm not good at it, because what happens here is very wildly varied. But I don't know. Do you guys feel like I captured the essence of the podcast?
You're saying that what you just did was a more professional, more to the core
yes.
intro?
Have you heard me host before? Like, I swear to God, the last time
yeah,
I hosted, I was like,
a wonderful job.
Hey, this is Distractable, and we've had points or whatever. I don't know. Okay, let's talk about podcast stuff.
That's Wade.
Yeah, I usually don't even know what the hell we're recording. You guys just say, hey, we're doing something, and I'm like, all right, I'll just do an intro for whatever.
Well, you are, when you are the host, you get to pick what we do, but...
You wake him up from bed with an air horn.
You won! You're the host!
Yeah.
All right, well, I'm better than I think I am then, but anyway.
Well done, Bob. Good show. Who won?
No, not yet. Oh. Not yet. How are the pets? How are your pets?
Oh,
pets are good.
They're good, I think. I've not seen them in a couple minutes, but I think they're fine.
Whoa. Actual minutes or metaphorical minutes? That means like hours or days or something. They good?
I don't know. Time is an artificial construct.
Are we calling the cops right now or what?
They eat, they sleep, they walk, they play. I think they're fine. They seem happy.
Well, that's good.
Yeah, that's pretty much the same as my dogs are doing. So
my dog is good. She's having a good time. It's windy right now. She simultaneously loves that and doesn't like that, because she hears the wind and is all like, oh my God, I got to go out there. And then she's in the wind and she's like, ugh. Ugh, it's blowing.
Yeah,
it's heckin' wimby.
What?
Wind do blow.
You ever seen that meme? It's fucking wimby.
No, is it on Vine?
No.
I'll look it up later.
No.
It's fine. Jesus Christ.
Is that a Vimeo meme?
No, it's a picture.
Is that on Stupid Videos?
What?
You
guys remember that website? That's an old one, right?
No.
Stupid Videos.
No, that sounds like a thing you're just making up to me right now. That's what that sounds like.
That was a site where they posted, and I'll quote it here, Stupid Videos.
I've been on the internet a long time. I have no idea what you're talking about.
What is the URL?
I don't even know if it's still a thing.
Stupidvideos.com?
I Googled Stupid Videos and the first videos, Mark.
No. That's based on your search history. That's based on your search history. No. Hold on. What's mine? No. Yeah, I do have a video called Stupid Video.
Stupid Videos. It's Mark's video on YouTube called Stupid Video.
If you go over to the image, stupidvideos.com shows up.
Yeah.
Some logo there.
What I went on before YouTube, someone was talking about in like a Reddit post. But yeah, Stupid Videos is like an old website, a collection of dumb videos.
Well, I'm going there now, seeing if it's still up.
I don't think it exists.
I'd be surprised if it still did. I mean, that's...
I put that in and my computer is all...
Yeah, nothing's loading on that one.
Yeah.
All right, look, so it's probably not from that.
They got two people trying to access the website and it just crashed.
Anyway, it Wimby, sure. I don't know where it's from, but it's not that thing Wade made up.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, my dogs are fine. Same old, same old.
Well, that's good.
Yeah.
The topic for the podcast, I have a whole list of things that I draw from. Mm. I think I'm up with some goddamn small talk questions. My small talk game is weak. What do people talk about to pretend like they're humans and not lizards?
I don't know. Do we have a Soulja Boy update?
Oh.
Been a while.
I think there was, actually.
No. No way.
I think there was a couple weeks ago, and I meant to bring it up, but I completely forgot.
What happened?
Soulja Boy.
I'm trying to find that out.
Soulja Boy. News. news around Soulja Boy?
The frantic sounds of us Googling.
There's articles about him in the last 24 hours.
No, what'd he do?
I mean 7 days and 24 hours ago. Or 2 weeks ago.
Apparently Soulja Boy is fact-checking Lil B out here on some kind of claim. Soulja Boy's OnlyFans nudes are leaked ahead of release of his new docuseries, The Life of Draco.
Yeah, that was 3 weeks ago.
Was he going to leak them during the docuseries?
Well, the OnlyFans must be live. I'm really afraid to go to OnlyFans.com/Soulja Boy, but I am curious. Oh, apparently Soulja Boy is loving every minute of his OnlyFans nude leak.
I love that, here we go. 1 month ago, over a month ago, Soulja Boy promises no more rap beef as he focuses on his acting career. 1 week ago, several weeks ago, 50 Cent and Soulja Boy both lay claim on influencing rappers' Do Money Challenge. So he, is begging to differ that it was actually 50 Cent to it. So he immediately started beef is the point.
Look, he's just trying to be on that grind and...
Yeah.
Make the money.
Leaks his nudes.
Oh.
Come on, give me some good stuff. Leaking nudes, that's old school. What's he doing that's new?
Do you guys remember that sign language interpreter who couldn't do sign language at all? And like, while there was some government speech, she was just like flailing her hands around. Did you ever see that?
No.
No.
What is this?
I just saw an update news where she was arrested for using phony sign language as a language interpreter for multiple TV broadcasts.
Oh my gosh.
She, quote, she sat up there and waved her arms like she was singing Jingle Bells, end quote, Rachel Settombrino, who is deaf and teaches sign language at the University of South Florida. Florida. 51 hours ago, apparently this is what she signed when during the broadcast. 51 hours ago, 0, 12, 22, indecipherable, murder, 3 minutes in, 14 weeks ago, in old, indecipherable, murder, 4, 5, 55,000, plea, 10, arrest, murder, Bush, indecipherable, 3, age, 24.
What the hell?
So in reality, she was trying, because what she was trying to say was, in fact, the chief was providing a timeline of the 4 shootings and describing how his agency had received some 5,000 tips before arresting the 24-year-old suspect. So she was actually trying. It wasn't all nonsense.
Was she just really bad?
I think she was just really bad and probably got a job that she wasn't qualified for and just tried to wing it, as if there weren't deaf people watching, being like, what? Am I having a stroke? What?
That's so messed up.
Yeah.
Just imagine you're watching a speech being given in, like, you're an English speaker and you're watching a speech being given in, I don't know, another language, French or something. Something you have no shot at understanding.
Mm.
And someone just stands up and is like, 22, went outside, found in bush, murder, going to McDonald's later. Like, what did this lady think was going to happen? What? I will say there's a little tidbit in this snippet I've got. This took place in Florida, which makes a lot more sense to me.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, Florida Man was a decade ago. Florida Interpreter is the new wave.
Yeah,
Florida Interpreter. Sorry, Florida. It's kind of your own fault, though.
Ooh, longest lightning bolt record recently. Guess how long? I spoiled it.
Or something.
400,000 miles.
No, 477 miles over 3 states.
I think it's pretty bold and or impressive that they think they can specifically track that it was one bolt with no gaps in there over hundreds of miles. I'm assuming it was over with like satellite imagery or maybe some kind of radar. I don't know.
Yeah, must have been.
But like, what if there's a little 1.5-inch gap somewhere in there and the lightning was just like jumped? I don't know how lightning works because I'm an idiot, but you know, it just skipped a little.
Advertising does teach us to mind the gap.
What if the lightning was just like, nah, not that cloud. But then from space with the satellite, they were like, it's continuous.
I mean,
unbelievable.
I mean, I don't know why you're thinking these astronauts are just looking at the earth like, holy shit, look at that. Wow. It's contiguous.
I'm imagining it's imaging instruments on a satellite, not people.
No, it's just Derek up there.
You think every weather satellite is just a bucket with a bunch of food and a toilet in it? And one guy who's like, oh, there's clouds over like Alaska. Is that Alaska or Hawaii? I can never remember.
Alaska's a round one, right? Yep.
Why are people from rural Ohio running the astronaut program?
Hey, Ohio has the highest number of astronauts. It does make sense.
Oh, no.
I just love being up here in space. The perspective you get on the minuscule.
I do miss raising my pigs and growing my corn, but it's nice to see the stars and try to grow some star gas up here.
Houston's all like,
what's the status on those Russian weapon movements?
I saw a big lightning bolt. It went from Alaska to the other one.
Cover three states.
Houston, I tried to get a delivery of some chili from Cincinnati up here. They haven't delivered yet. Can you put it on the next rocket?
Well, I never knew that's how weather satellites work. That's surprising.
Yeah.
We're down here with our telescopes looking into space, and they're up there with their telescopes trying to window peep at us. Came across some accidental lightning in the process. They're like, boobies? Oh, lightning. Houston, there's some storms and shit blocking my view.
God, you dream you want to be an astronaut since you were like 6 years old. And you tell everyone it's because you're inspired by space and all the technology. But really, you just want to see some tits. Like, that's it.
And the best way to do that is to become an astronaut and look at them from millions of miles, or how many miles away is the space?
Oh, millions and millions and millions. Yeah, no, you're right. You're right.
Derek, why is the James Webb telescope turning around towards Earth?
No reason! Hold on, maintenance.
He tries to run, but his erection bumps it and moves it even further. He's like, oh, Jesus.
How big is his dick? Damn.
I don't know. How big's the Hubba Bubba or whatever you were talking about?
It's just like his dick's
really big.
His dick size increases to the number of tits he sees, and he just takes one look at Earth and he knows he's seeing like at minimum 3 billion boobies. Yes! The power! Yes!
I can see all of them!
What was your question? My dogs are fine.
Dogs are good? Good. Good.
Yeah, I think they're good.
Wait, no, I've got one last small talk.
Oh, okay, good.
All right, wait. This is his headline caught me. There's a plan to put Bitcoin in mouse DNA with genetically engineered virus.
What?
Huh? I know, right?
So Bitcoins are real coins. I knew it.
So BitMouse DAO has exactly 2 investors and almost no money, but they do have a wild idea. And I almost hate saying that out loud because people listening to this are going to be like, ooh, mouse coin.
Mark says buy BitMouse.
BitMouse. No, that's not what we're saying, everybody. This is a crazy, it's like others who put in the same amount said, quote, no, never mind. Shut up, everything. Me, go away. I read that wrong.
Okay. Yeah, my dogs are fine. How are you?
Just because you said it, Wade, and I was curious. The James Webb telescope, the main telescope part, the mirror, whatever, the reflective surface, is 21-foot diameter circle.
Oh, one really determined penis can move that.
It's as big as a tennis court.
It's enormous.
And they've probably got on like one of those little swivel chair mounts or whatever, you know, so you can turn.
Swivel chair up there. Is that how you think things move in space? You put wheels on it.
Yeah, there's no gravity. It doesn't matter how big it is in space.
Put some casters on it. Roll it down the space.
Okay. Let's talk about the topic I have in mind. That was really quality small talk. You guys really backed me up and elevated the small talk to a whole nother level.
Hey, you're welcome. Dogs, lightning, and boobies. We got
your
back.
No, we covered everything.
I didn't talk about Mr. Gox, the crypto trading hamster.
Uh-huh.
He's dead.
I want him to have a theme song. Never mind, he's dead.
Curious why a hamster is known as that.
I don't know the full story, but I believe the thing is there was a little experiment where they set up a hamster with like 2 buttons and it would either buy or sell a random cryptocurrency. And this hamster like outperformed almost everyone in terms of crypto trading. They did the same thing with stocks and a monkey, I think. I think literally, and it was like in the top 20 of top performing hedge fund managers.
Damn.
Yeah.
Well, I need to talk to that monkey.
Mr. Gox, he was real. He bit the dust. Now that's the deal, Mr. Gox.
Now the question is, did it die of natural causes or was it murdered because it was too good?
Die,
Gox, buy or sell. Lost us all our money. Now he's in hell, Mr. Gox.
No, he did well. That's the entire thing. Why that's interesting.
Yeah.
Well, maybe he did originally, and then they covered up. Maybe it was a cover up from the money he lost at the end.
It was a crypto conspiracy.
That's what I'm saying.
I see.
Yeah.
Conspirito. Or a Cryptspiracy.
Uh-huh. Keep working on it. Go. More.
A con-cum. No, that doesn't work.
Love it.
Change.
Oh, the hamster wheel of Moneyball.
Change.
Oh, hamster and a gerbil, they bang and you get a bang for your buck.
I like that one, actually. I like that one.
Plus, then they make Hermble babies.
Okay.
Hamble? Herm? I don't know.
It's a Herm.
That's an old episode. We did that already.
What? No.
Yeah, no. It turns out we did. It turns out we did. My topic for today.
Oh, right, right. Yeah.
Huh? Yes. We were just talking earlier in an unrecorded conversation, also known as conversation.
Uh-huh.
You mentioned that your back was feeling kind of sore.
Yeah, a little bit.
A little sore. Well, ignore that. Ow.
What?
I just flicked myself in the eye with a little fidget toy that I'm playing with. It's fine. Ignore that.
Why are you fidgeting on your eye?
I'm fidgeting in front of my eyes. It's just an unfortunate circumstance. Look, Mark's back hurts. I don't know. I'm generally kind of sore, probably. My foot hurts. I don't know why.
Chapped lips.
Wade's lips are chapped. Gentlemen, I hate to break it to us, but we're old.
What?
Okay, we're not that old, but we're older than we think. Have you guys ever had this experience where, a personal story. I was in the garage and, I think I talked about this on a previous episode. I had to rip out some cabinets and I didn't. I successfully did it, but I was thinking like, oh yeah, it'll be no big deal. I'll just, you know, hammer them, whatever, tear them out. I did that. I swear to God, it took every ounce of effort I had in me. I finished that and just all I could think to myself was like, oh, whoa, how old am I? Like, what's happening? And beyond that, the world is changing. Have you guys heard of TikTok? Probably not. It's scary. It's what the kids do these days.
Yeah, it's like Vine, only everyone hates you if you watch it, but everyone secretly watches it.
Kids are into TikTok.
What?
And Hyperpop. And
yeah.
Can you get a no and me that hard?
Wade said. Like, who?
No, everyone hated people. Everyone hated Vine when it was popular, and Vine went away, and everyone was like, oh man, I love Vine. Now everyone hates TikTok, but like secretly they all love TikTok.
Who hates TikTok?
I didn't hate Vine, and who I only hated hate Vine? Some of TikTok.
I heard this from sources.
Everyone literally... all people did when Vine was at its peak was share Vines and talk about Vines.
Do you mean that you hate those things? Because I would believe
no,
that.
I don't know. I don't watch any of them, so I don't know. I watch some Vine compilations, but I've not seen much TikTok-y.
You're the hater.
I don't hate it because I don't know it.
You literally just projected.
I think it's you. I think it's just you.
I don't even know it. How can I hate what I don't know? It
sounds like you too.
It's like it's pretty easy for you.
Yeah.
No, my dogs are fine. Thanks for asking, though.
This episode is brought to you by Mint Mobile. No more overpriced phone plans necessary. Big monthly bills, unexpected overages, expensive, and outdated.
Or you could stay outdated. Vintage is in.
My old phone has the perfect patina of Cheetos dust and teenage stank.
Okay, I have a better option. Mint Mobile, for a limited time, they have wireless plans that include unlimited talk, text, and data for just $15 a month. Upgrade your plan today at Mint Mobile. For limited time, wireless plans from Mint Mobile are $15 a month when you purchase a 3-month plan. That's unlimited talk, text, and data for $15 a month. To get this new customer offer, go to mintmobile.com/distractible. That's mintmobile.com/distractible. mintmobile.com/distractible.
$45 upfront payment required, equivalent to $15 a month. New customers on first 3-month plan only. Speed slower above 40 gigabytes on unlimited plan. Additional taxes, fees, and restrictions apply. See Mint Mobile for details.
All right, listen, the topic. Things that have happened that make you suddenly feel older.
Mm.
And maybe we're not that old. We're not like we're that old. But this has been happening to me increasingly in recent years where I'll try and do a physical activity and I'm like, oh, God, what? I ate, a burrito the other night. It was really good. It was a little spicy. I got acid reflux. Who is this guy? I never had acid reflux in my life. Huh. Some old person ate my burrito and then gave me acid reflux. Have you guys experienced this? Is this just me? Am I dying and everyone else is fine? Tell me. Back me up.
Yeah, I look and feel exactly the same as I always have. I've always been bald and gray hairs all over my beard.
Is that a joke? Did you used to have hair?
I did.
Oh, I just always imagine you without.
Hmm.
In fact, not to shout out one of our individual contents, but if you look at some of Mark's thumbnails, specifically of GTFO from, you know, a couple weeks ago, there's one of me with some hair in it right there.
Wow.
Yeah.
Yeah, you're right.
I did have, in all seriousness though, I did have an experience recently that made me feel really old. Because I remember before our smartphones, before the flip phones, I remember when wireless phones, like wall phones, became a thing. Like whenever you'd like get a mount and like mount your phone on the wall and you could like take your cordless phone anywhere around the house.
You remember when that became a thing?
I at least remember whenever it became a thing in our house. Because my family, my grandparents, my mom, we all had corded phones. And my grandparents had a rotary phone. That was not an antique. We actually used it. So, like, someone, I think it was on stream the other day, was like, dude, I just discovered this thing from, like, called a rotary phone. It's crazy. And I was like, I used to legit use one to, like, call my mom from my grandparents' house, where you, like, you press your finger into the hole on the 9, you slide it all the way over toward the 1, you let go, you go up to the 8, you know, whatever the number may be. You had to, like, touch it, pull it all the way across, go to the next number, and you'd do that for each individual number. And I would sit there on this corded rotary phone and like have a phone conversation. And I remember legit just using one, and people are like, man, I can't believe that used to be a thing people had to do.
Wait,
and maybe we were just like behind the times. I don't know.
Hold on,
but I remember switching to cordless phones.
Hold on, Bob, sidebar.
Yeah.
Is it Wade, don't listen.
Okay.
Is it possible that Wade is actually older than he thinks he is?
It sounds pretty possible, given that information.
He says that he knows when cordless phones took hold. They were invented in the 50s. They didn't take hold till the 80s. He used a rotary phone. He's bald now. And just his general disposition, doesn't it remember when we were over at a charity live stream and he was asleep in his lazy boy at like, and he was like 20, 25 at this point,
that,
quote unquote,
yeah.
25 at this point.
Uh-huh, uh-huh.
Is it possible that Wade is actually significantly older than even he knows?
I think we need to investigate that.
All right, sidebar over. Wade.
Yeah.
What's your earliest memory?
Man, what, I was running around our house.
You were running?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I was like a little toddler, was running around the house, and
okay.
I don't remember, my mom had these like giant glasses. I think they were in style. These really big eyeglasses. And we had some pet rabbits.
Okay, rabbits are a pretty old thing.
And I remember I was gonna go get my rabbit out. I remember my mom, like, I don't remember what she was wearing, but I remember her with the big glasses.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't remember much else. I remember throwing a fit whenever I got my first bedroom. I had a bedroom with like a water bed. It was like a race car water bed. And my mom's like, oh, you don't have to sleep with us anymore. You have your own room. And I was jumping up and down screaming like, I want out of here. I want out of here. We actually have a home video of that, so I got to witness it. But I remember like throwing that fit.
Interesting. Interesting. Do you remember if your room was illuminated by oil lamps or electric incandescent light bulbs?
I don't know, but I think we had a lava lamp.
Okay.
Interesting.
Water-filled mattresses earned a provocative reputation throughout its heyday in the 70s and 80s.
Okay.
Interesting.
Everything
interesting.
Points to Wade being 10 years older than he really is.
How do you feel about bell-bottom jeans?
Well, they're coming back, right? They're pretty cool.
Okay. Interesting.
So we're vinyls. Vinyls are coming back.
Oh yeah, vinyl records. You like that?
Yeah, you like vinyl?
Yeah.
Interesting. Uh-huh. Interesting. Interesting.
I remember getting my first CD player, and I didn't have to like wind the tape back or rewind it. I could just like skip to the next song on the CD. Like that was crazy.
How old were you at that point?
I don't know. 12-ish, 10-ish, I don't know, somewhere in that range.
That's pretty suspect.
Okay. CD players were released in 1982.
The little, like, handheld ones that you could, like, put in your pocket and put your headphones on, go ride a bike to the local store.
All right, what's the first food that you remember really liking and eating a lot?
Yeah.
Chicken nuggets as a kid. I love chicken nuggets as a kid. Still do.
By the way, the portable CD was 84.
Chicken nuggets were invented in a lab in the early 1960s. It's a little older. I guess we still eat chicken.
What are you guys saying? What is the point of all this?
I'm sorry, was the bit not clear?
But what if, right? How would you really know you're the age that you are, right?
I have a birth certificate.
Like that proves anything.
Yeah, it's paper with numbers and my name on it.
So what if I printed you a new birth certificate that had different numbers on it?
McDonald's chicken nuggets debuted in 81. This all points towards you not being... Are you 32?
32? I'll be 33 this year. So
32.
Oh, damn.
What if you weren't 32? What if you were 42? What if you were born?
I would look my age if I was 42.
That's what I'm saying! Well, I don't mean to say it that rudely. I'm saying it very politely.
No, it's fine. Yeah, no, I look old as shit. I'm like the Crypt Keeper of Friends. No, it's fine.
No. I'm not trying to insult you. You look great for your age, whatever it is. You look great. But what if? What if it could be? Anyway, I'm sorry. Sidebar over. Full bar out. Front bar back.
If I shave my face and put on a wig, I could look 35 again.
I mean, yeah. Oh, wait. No, I can't talk about that.
Oh, yeah. That's
no,
right.
I can't talk about that.
Wait, what?
No, nothing, Bob. Nothing, Bob.
Nothing.
Nothing, Bob. Nothing.
Oh, okay.
Wait, by the time
no.
This...
Nope.
Still nope.
Okay, wait. I think I've caught up.
No, you don't.
Okay. Anyway, listen. Kids these days don't know what it was like, man. Mm-hmm. Talking about CD player. I had, what was it? It was a mixtape on a cassette that was like some Aerosmith songs, an Alanis Morissette song, and some random radio stuff. I don't even remember. And rewind it, play the whole thing. Rewind it, play the whole thing.
Yeah.
Those were the days, man.
Mm-hmm.
I remember for some reason when I was young, my grandma had, Billy Cyrus, not Bobby, Billy Cyrus cassette. I remember listening to like Achy Breaky Heart and what was the one song? I'll remember it in a minute, but I remember listening to that cassette. I remember like something with my cassette player broke at one point and it would play, but it couldn't rewind. And I remember, I don't know if you guys remember those VHS or cassettes where like had the little like gears in the middle and you could like manually wind or rewind. I remember having to manually rewind the cassette. And then the double-sided cassette thing where you would like play one side, then you play the other, and it would play the one which would rewind the opposite sides. So you could listen to it all over again.
Yeah.
Mark, you don't seem to be admitting that you're identifying with any of this. Feel old?
Not really. I mean, I know that I'm getting older. And to be fair, like I do have many aches and pains, but I think that could be attributed to the chaos that was my youth and utter disregard for my well-being.
You also have less body than Bob and I do to feel things.
Wow.
Because you're small.
Yeah.
Oh, I'm sorry. Is saying these things offensive to you after the compliments you bathed me in a few minutes ago?
No, it just seems like there's
No, Mark, you look great for your age, whatever that may be.
Thank you.
Over under 65.
Hey, he's just asking questions, man.
Thank you. Thank you very much. But no, I mean, it's like because I was so poor as a child, we couldn't afford anything, let alone cassettes. But no, I don't remember any of this because, like, it really, my growing up with technology and like changes with that is I was always like behind on everything, just because we couldn't afford the newest things. So I would always, I stuck with a Super Nintendo all the way up to PlayStation 2. We did get an N64, but it was only like a year or two before we got the PlayStation 2. I remember it came out and I was so mad that we couldn't get it. But yeah, no, we were always like a generation behind everything. So by the time that I got up to the point where I could keep up with technology was when I was in college, because I had a flip phone for 2 years after like the iPhone came out, and I wanted an iPhone, but I didn't even know how that worked. I got the 3GS when it first came out.
Mm. I remember that. You were pretty psyched about that.
I love that thing. It was dope as hell. It was dope as hell.
Did you jailbreak that phone or was that someone else?
No, I jailbroke it. There was no purpose to doing it, but it was just something to do. You know,
didn't do anything.
Yeah.
Well, I guess it's just me and Wade then, feeling old.
Bob, I think you're like, are you a year younger than Mark and I? Mark and I are like 2 months apart in age.
Yeah, I'm about a year younger than you guys. Yeah,
oh, okay. You baby.
Tyler, Mark and I were all born the same year. So yeah, I know I look like, Wade, you look like 8 years older. Well, you're right.
No.
But also, we're the same age. Our inner organs probably look the same, except for Mark has a little bit more bone broth and I got a little bit more, I don't know, grease.
I apologize, Wade. I didn't mean to say anything about your physical appearance or well-being.
You're right, though. I mean, I've always looked a little bit older than everybody. Like, I didn't take advantage of this, but when I was 14, I remember my ex and I went to a restaurant, I think I've told this story before, where I was offered, like, the wine menu at 14 years old. I've just always looked older. Tyler and I worked at the same place back in, like, 2011, 2012, and someone came in, like, we had to ID them for alcohol, and they're like, well, how old do you think I am? We always skew it. We're like, no, well, how old do you think we are? And notoriously, Tyler, they're like, 22, 23, and me, there was always, like, 35. I just always looked older. It's just a thing.
Damn,
I'm always
harsh, man. Harsh.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I've just always lived with that. I don't know.
If there was this grand conspiracy in your life where somehow you didn't know how old you were, like you assumed you were born a certain year, but it was really like much later, and like for some like memory loss thing that you just didn't have it, would that make you feel better or worse?
Worse, because I would know I'm probably closer to my deathbed. At least now I'm just like, it's just appearance. It's fine. My insides probably aren't looking older. But if I found out I actually was a decade, I was like, man, 10 years of my life are gone. Where are they? Where were they?
I gotta admit, I've never really thought or given any mind to the appearance of my insides. I really haven't. And you brought it up twice now.
Well, that's because if I look this old on the outside, I'm just hoping inside I look all right.
Everyone's insides are ugly no matter what. It's like, it's not good in there. So.
Yeah, but do mine look like a 32-year-old should, or do mine look like a 45-year-old?
What does a 90-year-old's insides look like?
I don't know. I've not cut open enough people to
like
know.
Shriveling.
And by that, I mean zero. I've cut open zero, for the record.
What?
Oh, okay. Yeah, no, we got you, buddy. Wink.
Right? I just want to make sure I make that clear.
It's less clear now because you made it clear. It's so much less clear.
My dogs are fine. What's the next topic?
I don't know. This is kind of it, man. I was just curious how old everybody's feeling. Mark feels good. You know what I wonder about? This is not necessarily that made me feel old, but the like high school lunchroom. That was a really specific experience, and I'm sure we have some stuff that we would relate to that was common between our experiences. I wonder what kids do in the high school lunchroom right now.
All their phones?
Because like when we were there, maybe a handful of my friends had cell phones, but that was in the time when it was like, all right, I get 200 texts a month, okay? So don't fucking text me anything unless it's really important. Like
yeah.
And, you know, so we weren't like sitting on our phones, like sending each other memes or shit. We
text limits, text rollover.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Do you guys remember the concept of text like that?
Yeah, that was the shit.
Was that even that long ago that that was a thing?
It was, yeah. But I only experienced it for like a few years that I really had to consider that. And by the time like smartphone came out, that completely got knocked off as a concept. But yeah, back, what would this have been? This would have been like early 2000s.
Yeah, like the first half of the 2000s.
Yeah, you had phones, you had your flip phones, you had numbers with letters on them, and you could text, but you could only text so many times. Because, the text data, it's a few kilobytes. Whoa, you can't send too many of those. It'll overload the system.
Yeah, well, that was the same era of cell phones where it was like, all right, you get unlimited calls and texts on nights and weekends, but during the day, you got to watch out. But you can have 5 best friends, and those numbers you can call and text to your heart's content. And when I got my phone, like my junior or senior year, whenever it was in high school, my parents were like, the 2 of your 5 have to be our home phone and like your dad's cell phone so that you can call, we can call and text you whenever to check in where you are now that you have a car and we don't trust you. But I had 3 slots and I could put whoever I wanted. It was like a weird competition to who were my 3 best friends and where were they going to go on my list.
Yeah.
I remember, I'm not going to name modern mobile carriers and stuff, but I remember the first mobile carrier I had was Singular. Do you guys remember Singular Wireless?
No.
Oh, yeah.
What is that?
It got absorbed into one of the big ones, right?
Yeah, they got absorbed in 2006, they renamed. And I remember having them. So I had them prior to 2006, which means I was probably like 15, 16, whenever we had Singular.
Fancy.
Singular Wireless.
Yeah, with a C.
Oh, apparently got rolled into AT&T.
Yeah.
Oh, Singular with a C. Right.
Yeah, they were absorbed and renamed, but like, it's just, I remember my flip phone. My favorite phone was like the slide up keyboard, but I remember I had a flip phone. I had several flip phones. And one of them, I remember I was at like my friend's house and I went to flip it open and it snapped in half and the screen was gone.
Oh.
But I could still use the keyboard and send text. I just couldn't see what I was typing.
So you were that guy who was sending text and it would just be like, hello, I'm the 9 coming soon.
I realized that sending text is probably a bad idea. So actually I just called people and then I would talk on repeat, hoping that they answered. Cause I had to like call my mom to pick me up. And I was like, hey mom, it's me. Hey mom, it's me. Hey mom, it's me. Wait, I hope you're answering, mom. If you're there, mom, it's me. Wait.
There wasn't like a speaker phone on the bottom half of the phone or anything.
I don't think it had speakers though. Originally, no.
God.
Wow, that's incredible.
Ooh, do you guys remember the rigmarole of I don't know if you ever did this, finding MIDI versions of songs so that you could have custom ringtones on cell phones.
No. Oh, yeah. Yeah. I remember the custom ringtones.
I missed out on all these experiences somehow because I just didn't do phones.
Yeah, you were just born 10 years ago, apparently.
Apparently.
There used to be whole services where it was like, you could go through the trouble of downloading something to your computer and then plugging it. Or if you send a text to this number, we'll send you a MIDI file with this popular song in it. And it's only like $3.99. We'll just bill your carrier. That was a whole industry for a while.
Yeah. I was very bitter whenever CD players were being phased out and MP3 players and iPods and stuff were starting to take over. And I was like, nothing will ever replace my CD player. Look how stupid that little thing looks where I've got my cool CD player and my disc collection.
Dude, the first time somebody, I had a friend whose dad was like a really techie guy, and he got it was really popular in the days before iPod, the Dell MP3 player that I feel like a lot of people had. I can't remember what it was called.
Was that the Zune? Was it Zune?
No, it was pre-Zune. Dell MP3 player. I don't know. I don't even know if it really had a name. The Digital Jukebox.
What?
The Dell Digital Jukebox.
What a stupid name.
Listen, I remember the first time somebody had one of these and brought it in, and he had like some of the original meme songs on it. He had the Maya He, Maya Who song from that viral video on it.
Yeah.
And like he brought it in and was like, it didn't play video or anything, but he was like, hey, you guys wanna listen to that song from that video? And we were like, yeah, but how? And he got this little thing out, and we were just like, whoa, shit. How many songs does this have? 120 songs all on this one device? Whoa! Like, man, it really escalated quickly on the MP3 player front. But I guess I just wonder, too, what kids these days are, what's that going to be for them? Technology is not cool anymore. Like, kids are growing up with smartphones and all kinds of shit. VR, that's amazing. Fully wireless VR, that's so cool. What is going to be the thing that a kid is going to see when they're in, like, middle school, high school, even college, where they're going to be like, this is the future. What is this? That's cool. Because it's all unimpressive now. They don't care. Kids don't care. It's always exists as far as they care. I'm just curious. I'd love to know.
That is the exact topic of the previous episode called Future on the Distractible Podcast.
What? No, it's not.
This week, the guys talk about futures, expectations versus reality. What did people in the past predict the future were like?
I'm specifically talking about kids. Were they accurate? Look, you guys didn't want to talk about how old we feel.
Will we be accurate if we attempt to do the same? That's exactly what we talked about prior.
Well, we weren't, so shut up.
I'm talking about how old I am.
Look, I'm fishing here, man. You're not old at all, Mark. We got it.
No, I'm the same age. I'm older than you. You have to respect me. I'm your elder.
I'm the eldest in the call.
That's not how that works.
It might be how it works. It's how it works in Korea.
Did you guys ever play floppy disk games?
Wait, what?
The floppy disk, like, you know, the old, like, Macintosh computer where you, like, put in, like, a floppy disk. And, like, I played Indiana Jones.
Oh, right. No.
Oh,
but I know what floppy disks, like, we had, like, cassette
discs. You were a PC gamer, though. That was the thing.
Yeah,
did.
But we, like, the earliest games that we played were not the floppy ones. What are the other ones?
I don't know. Those are all floppy disks.
Yeah,
to me,
yeah.
But I know that the littler ones aren't floppy. I don't know.
Were they? Oh, they might have been called that.
MS-DOS, wasn't that the thing? MS-DOS. You had to, like, load up your computer in DOS mode to play. Like, I remember there was a Star Wars game, but we had to load up in DOS mode to play it.
Mm-hmm.
Those were the days, man.
Those were not the days. I grew up with that. I still don't know the commands for DOS. I just guessed around until a game popped up. That's what I did. When Windows 3.1 came out, that was a blessing. Oh my god, I just click on the icon and it works. Amazing.
Dial-up were the days where you'd be in the middle of gaming, your mom's like, get off your computer, I gotta make a phone call. And you had to completely stop what you were doing to use the phone. Those were the days.
We had two phone lines.
You had two phone lines?
We had two. My dad was a nerd. My dad was tech wizard. He always kept up with tech.
Okay, so my family was poor and had to use rotary phones and had one phone line. You're over here with your Lamborghini and two phone lines.
Yep.
Now I understand why you don't ever have to feel old. You lived a life of luxury. I had to have AOL broadband. What'd you have? Broadband Supreme?
Yes, because
were
my dad...
Were there other options back then other than AOL for internet?
Yeah.
Who else was there? I don't remember.
There was Netscape. There was...
Yeah, Netscape. I remember Netscape.
Yeah, AOL wasn't necessarily an internet provider. It was just like a gateway, right? It was,
a weird internet portal, yeah.
Yeah, it was a DNS. So it was like basically through AOL, you could find other websites. And AOL was like an umbrella for other things.
You've got mail.
Yep, that's that, buddy.
Yeah, the Earthlink. Earthlink was Net Zero. I don't remember
very many of those.
I'm just looking them up now.
I remember there being a thing called AOL like movie phone, but I don't remember what the heck that was. I remember hearing them talk AOL movie phone.
Movie You've phone. Got mail.
Huh. What was movie phone?
I don't know. I've never heard of that.
Is that the thing where you called and you could get times for movies? Is that what you're thinking of?
Maybe, but maybe I'm thinking of the wrong thing. Maybe I'm remembering it wrong. I thought it was like a video chat, but there's no way that was a thing way back then.
Yeah.
Right?
Well, either way, like when it comes to connectivity in the future, to answer your question, Bob, the truest answer is that we won't know until it gets here, and it's going to get here when, because we think of the internet as it is right now, and I'm not talking about like Web3. I hate that term. I don't care about all that stuff. I'm talking about like the world that will exist when everything is connected in such a deeper way that we don't even understand. When you could send like an unbelievable amount of data to everyone in the world with like extremely low latency, and you have this computational processing power that is like so interwoven into every device that we have, and everything is spread across everything. Like it will just be, that'll be the next leap forward. We just don't know what it's going to be. There's a lot of like guessing with people talking about Web3, but ugh.
Here's what it's going to be. Your watch is going to have a dual projector, one to project a keyboard onto your arm, the other to project the image onto a wall, and you can just sit there and you don't even need to go to a computer. Your computer is literally at your fingertips.
Yeah.
That sounds cool.
Well, I mean, your computer is literally at your fingertips right now with your phone.
And then it becomes a thing where it can even like process your brain waves to where you don't have to type anymore. It's just, you think it, it's on there.
You know what, Wade? We talked about that in another episode of the podcast.
Oh, okay. You know what? That was also based on a movie that came out in 2002 called A Future's Odyssey, starring Tom Cruise and Belinda Walsh.
Is Belinda Walsh a real person?
I have no idea. I just said the name. I hope so.
Belinda Walsh?
That sounds like it could be a real person.
I love Belinda Walsh.
Belinda Walsh is apparently someone.
There are people named Belinda Walsh, yes.
Belinda Walsh.
I can get truck parts and service in North Dakota from Belinda Walsh. Shout out to you.
And they got to be in a movie with Tom Cruise?
Oh, I don't know. Someone will tell us on the subreddit, I'm sure.
Yeah. Dude, if anyone can make sense from this episode and can write up like a thorough documentation, a transcript of this episode, you will be a hero if you can make sense out of this episode.
No, terrible.
Well, everything in this episode is just a spinoff of that unknown series, Crumply Old Men.
No, we've actually talked about things being from other episodes in a previous episode of the podcast, so...
Oh, we're self-referential of our self-references.
Yeah, what's that called? A callback? Those are funny, right?
Yeah.
I think so. The dogs are doing well. Thanks for asking, man.
You know, now that I'm thinking about it, I actually do think the whole premise of "Are you guys feeling old?" was the topic of conversation for a previous episode.
No way.
Not lying.
Guess what, audience? We're feeling older now.
No.
I don't know why, but it's ringing a bell.
Older part two. It was one of the 64 hidden episodes we recorded before you guys ever got hair that will never air. Ryan was unintentional, but it worked. And you'll never know it other than what we just told you right now, which you can't prove.
Also, that reminds me. When did people find out about the your dating story, Bob? Where was that put in?
That was inserted into the dating advice episode that we did, I believe.
Oh, right. Because there was a comic about it. I was like, I don't remember that ever coming out.
Yeah.
But yeah, no, that was great. Yeah, that was when my date was left or right. Whatever. We're not talking about old episodes. Sorry. Mm-hmm. I apologize.
Mm-hmm.
No. I apologize. Wait, no, there it is. Old men. Let's face it. Mark, Bob, and Wade are getting ... up there. It was an old episode.
Oh my God. When did we do that? I don't remember that at all. Fucking hell.
We sit here and we talk so much to each other, we have no idea what we've said or haven't said. We are becoming those guys on the internet. People tune into like, oh, they're telling this story again. It's so cute for them. And we're just like, oh, you guys will never know this story. And they're like, oh, it's the third time you told it.
Let's go back to Soulja Boy News. Let's see what else is new.
Well, he and 50 Cent are disputing who had the first penis or something. I don't. What were they disputing?
The first penis. That was like a, yeah. It's like a Hallmark movie. The first penis.
I want to hear the lovely like music playing. The first penis.
I don't. Does Soulja Boy have an OnlyFans?
I'll click on this link hesitantly.
Because it said Soulja Boy's. I didn't hear that when you said it before, but Soulja Boy's OnlyFans nudes are leaked.
OnlyFans.com/Soulja Boy. It's their thing. And now I'm getting ads for crotchless pants. That's good.
Big Draco.
Was it Draco or Draco?
I don't know.
Bob, you fall asleep over there? Wake up.
Bob?
We lost Bob.
We lost Bob.
Old age finally caught up to him.
Ah, there he is.
Good morning. You know what I was thinking, though, in all seriousness? I guess we can cut this out, but I was thinking the next episode, we should probably talk about that story that where Bob had that fridge incident.
Yeah, that's a good story.
That'd make a really good episode. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Bob, you okay?
No. God. Fucking suck at everything. God damn it.
Oh no, it's okay.
Our esteemed guests, humble audience, I have to inform you, this is not today's first episode topic that may have been in the past. Can we just title this episode Mark Wade and Bob are getting older? What was the worst one? Can we just like
let's go
oldest?
Old. Oh my god.
They're older men.
Bob, it's okay. It's okay, man. It's okay.
I've got tears in my old wrinkly eyes.
Oh my god. Oh. I got another news headline if you'd like
that.
Oh
yeah, please.
Kim Jong-un's father invented burritos in 2011, says North Korea.
Wait, Doritos or burritos?
Burritos.
Burritos weren't invented until 2011?
By Kim Jong-un's father.
The roots of the burrito go back thousands of years to Kim Jong-un's father. Oh, that makes sense.
Oh, there's another. Italian Senate accidentally plays 30 seconds of not safe for work Tifa Lockhart video.
Tifa Lockhart, isn't it that girl, from Final Fantasy VII?
Oh, I know Tifa Lockhart. Where is this horrible video that they played? Tell me where it is so I can avoid it.
What was the name of the thing you said?
It's not safe for work Tifa Lockhart video. That's all it says.
Oh, not safe for work.
Italians.
I was gonna Google it to try to help you find it. Then I was like, well, maybe I don't want to Google that. I've already got weird enough shit on my computer.
That wouldn't be the weirdest thing. Bob, you okay?
No.
Oh no.
Is this usable?
It's totally usable. It's totally fine. No one will know. No one ever gets to this far in an episode. No one listens this far in.
Oh, God. This is the best.
No one does. We can do whatever we want at this point. Everyone's always checked out.
Do not video search not safe for work Tifa Lockhart video. I made the mistake.
Don't look that up.
There are a lot of things I did not need to see.
That you did? Yeah, me neither.
I think Soulja Boys and OnlyFans might have been in one of those.
Yeah. Oh, no. Okay. Where are you from?
I didn't get that cutscene in the game.
I was warned about this.
Yeah, oh man, that must be an Easter egg I didn't unlock.
Yeah, I'll bookmark these so I know to avoid them.
We're so old, we might forget and look them back up again.
Bob, it's fine. Well, it's totally good. All's
this is
good.
My favorite episode. This is my favorite that we've done in a while. I'm having a good time.
Oh, God.
Who wins, Bob? Who wins?
Nobody wins. Everybody loses. This is a travesty. This is why I should not be put in charge of things.
My dogs are doing fine, though.
I'm disappointed in myself. I'm disappointed in anyone who's ever had any belief in me whatsoever.
No.
Hey, if it makes you feel better, we all three went like 40 minutes into this, all thinking we were having a new topic, so that's not just you. We all fell prey to the old men. That sounds terrible. We all will make that sound better somehow. Thank you.
Oh, boy. Listen, Bob. It's just because in our old age, our memory gets a little funny, and that's okay. That's okay.
And my dogs are doing great, by the way. They're having a great time. Presley found a dead bird in a bush today, and he dragged it out and made Molly clean it up because I was down here. It's been a great day for me and the dogs.
Good, good.
Okay, I'll try and do an outro then. Okay, so
I'm trying to hold it together.
Wait, I didn't even look. Is it long enough? I'm sorry. Yeah, we can do an outro, right?
That's okay. What she said.
Get me the fuck out of here. Get me out.
But no, you gotta sign points. You gotta sign points. Who won?
No. You Mark, you get 1,000,000 points.
Wow. Thank
and
you.
And Wade, you get 1,000,000 points. And also for the dog bit, like 6 more.
I win.
Damn, I was so close. Ah.
Wait. Are your dogs still good?
I don't know. I've been here talking to you guys. I've not checked on them in a while.
Ooh.
My dogs are good.
Is that plus 6 more?
My dogs are good.
Mark gets 3 points for his dogs being good.
Yes.
Okay, but I already won because I had 6. I'm still 3 ahead.
Yeah, I'm not going to dock you. You get this. All right, Mark. Sorry. Wade wins by 3 points, I guess.
Ah, you know, it was a good fight. It was a good fight. Good fight.
It wasn't.
I fucking hate everything that's happened so far in this episode.
Hey, it's all right. Next episode, I'm going to host, and we're going to talk about getting oldest older, and we'll reference this episode where you forgot we'd already had this topic.
Uh-huh.
Is the title allowed to be the dumbest piece of shit I know? And that's right in reference to me. Is that allowed? That would be appropriate, I think.
No, but we can call it the oldest piece of shit we know, and it could be all of us.
Oh, my God.
Oldest dumb piece of shit I've ever met.
I love
it. Listen, it was a different... I know that it turns out that we've covered all the topics I'm capable of thinking of. There's no more topics. So this might be the last time I ever host. I'm glad it went so well. We had some really great, interesting conversations, I would assume. I think I just blacked out and forgot everything that happened out of painfully... just naked embarrassment. But I'm sure it was great. Wade's the winner.
Soldier Boy was naked and we talked about technology.
Yeah. Good stuff. It's literally a combination of two topics we've done before. I can't tell if that's better or worse.
Better.
3 if you include the episode we didn't record.
No. We don't have to talk about that. That's fine. That's got deleted, so. Oh, man. I'm done now. Follow the podcast. Mark is Markiplier. Wade is Lord Minion or just Minion 777. Don't find my shit. It's terrible. This hurts so much. Podcast out.